Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from Me. Today we're going to spend this podcast exploring a deceptively simple yet profoundly complicated question. How do we stay happy? Happiness is often sold to us as something permanent. We see people online with perfect lives and think, if only I had that, I'd be happy forever. But anyone who's lived more than a few years knows that isn't how life works. Happiness comes in moments, but sustaining it, holding on to it, that's what this episode is about. I want you to take a moment right now to notice your surroundings, to breathe, and to think about what happiness really means to you today. Is it peace, energy, connection, gratitude? It can be all of these, actually, or none. Just notice it. I'll share my own experiences with happiness today, and I want you to treat this episode as a long, deep conversation. Imagine we're sitting across from each other with coffee, just talking about life, feelings, and how to feel better. Staying happy all the time is a myth. Society tells us, achieve this, buy that, fix yourself, and you'll finally be happy. But life doesn't work that way. Happiness is a state, not a destination. Some days are sunny, some cloudy, some stormy, and that's just normal. I remember my early 20s, I thought if I landed the perfect job, the perfect relationship, and achieved all my goals, I'd finally feel unshakable happiness. That high lasted maybe a week before the crash came. Social media only made it worse. Every feed showed people smiling, traveling, succeeding, and my brain couldn't help but compare. I thought, why am I not happy too? It took years to understand what comparison was the thief of my joy. We chase happiness as if it's a treasure chest at the end of life, but it's really woven into small everyday moments. It's a sunrise, a laugh with a friend, a warm meal, a favorite song. Those are the pieces we overlook while chasing the big stuff. Let's dive into the science. Hedonic adaptation means that even big achievements lose their novelty. Your brain adjusts and excitement fades. That new car, promotion, or relationship won't keep you happy forever. But there's good news. Research shows that daily habits and intentional focus and small mindful practices can actually sustain happiness. Gratitude exercises, acts of kindness, and flow activities, moments when we're fully immersed in something, activates positive neural pathways. They'll retrain our brains to notice joy even in ordinary life. I used to spend months chasing milestones, ignoring small joys, and by the end, I felt exhausted, disconnected, and surprisingly unhappy. One day, I tried writing down 5 things I was grateful for, something so small and simple. The act of noticing reminded me that even my mundane days had sparks of joy. Let's take this even deeper. Gratitude journaling isn't just about writing. It's about feeling. Think about a coffee you love today, a text that made you smile, or the sun hitting your skin in the morning. Write or reflect on it as if you're savoring it. The brain learns to notice these small moments over time, and that's what sustains happiness. Now, daily habits are the backbone of lasting joy. Let's break them down deeper. Gratitude journaling. Not just listing, but reflecting on why you're grateful. For example, I'm grateful for my friend texting me because it reminded me I'm seen and loved. Movement. Walking, stretching, dancing, anything that wakes up your body. Even small motion signals the brain that life is alive. Connection, deep, honest conversations, not small talk, but asking, how are you really? And listening, like really listening. Mindfulness, noticing the now, the warmth of your coffee, the rhythm of your breath, the sky outside your window. These moments anchor happiness in the present. Acts of kindness, giving to others creates dopamine and reinforces your sense of purpose. It's a reminder that we're part of a larger network of connection. I remember one winter when I started journaling and walking daily. On days I felt down, reading my journal reminded me of moments I'd forgotten. The neighbor smiling, a text from a friend, a song that lifted me. Those small sparks matter more than I realized. Now pick one habit to commit to tomorrow. Visualize yourself doing it. Imagine the small sparks of joys it brings. Cultural context matters too. Growing up, societal and family expectations can make joy feel undeserved. Recognizing that is the first step in reclaiming it. Now, part of staying happy is embracing the full spectrum of emotions. Expecting constant highs sets you up for disappointment. Accepting sadness, frustration, and stress makes happiness richer when it arrives. Think of your emotions like music. Without the lows, the highs lose meaning. I remember long periods of stress and sadness where I couldn't even see the joy anywhere. Over time, I realized these lows were teaching me something. Patience, resilience, and awareness. Now reflect on a recent low. What did that teach you? How did you survive it? Happiness isn't about avoiding pain. It's about moving through it while knowing joy will return. Now let's get even deeper. In my early 20s, I chased jobs and material success. The highs faded real quick. I relied on social validation, feeling happy only when praised. Alone, this happiness evaporated. Long stretches of isolation taught me the power of small rituals. Lighting a candle, journaling, listening to music, they mattered more than big wins. Over time, I realized happiness isn't something external. It's an internal practice. Now, if you think back again, when did you last feel true joy? And what made it different from normal days? Understanding that helps us recognize and cultivate happiness more often. Now, here's a toolkit. Here's a happiness anchor. Pick a song or a scent or object that lifts your mood and use it intentionally. Make a joy list. Write 10 things that make you feel alive and do at least one today. Reframe negative self-talk. I'll never be happy becomes I can feel this now and joy will return. Do daily check-ins. Every night ask, what gave me peace or joy today? Visualize your happiness anchor. Imagine feeling joy from it now and see yourself carry it throughout your day. Sometimes happiness is hard due to deeper issues like depression, trauma, burnout, and seeking help is not failure. Therapy, support groups, or friends can be lifelines. I went months feeling numb and disconnected. Small daily rituals and therapy gradually brought sparks of joy back to me. Happiness can exist alongside struggle. It's not about perfection. Close your eyes and breathe deeply. Notice your body, your heartbeat, your surroundings, and recall one small joy from today. Could be a coffee, could be a message, a song, and let that fill you completely. Now reflect. What gave me a spark of joy today? When was that last time I felt genuinely happy and why? Writing or thinking about these answers trains your brain to notice joy more. Engage in a mini conversation with yourself. Ask, what can I do tomorrow to create even one small moment of happiness? Explore different answers. Plan intentional actions. Now, staying happy doesn't mean constant joy or avoiding pain. By no means at all, so don't get me wrong. But it means cultivating gratitude, connection, self-compassion, and acceptance. It means building small daily rituals and recognizing the little sparks that make life worth living. Happiness isn't a destination. It's a collection of moments we cultivate, notice, and embrace. Now, celebrate these small sparks, fleeting smiles, and quiet peace. They're really the foundation of lasting joy. Take care of yourself and notice your moments even when happiness fades. It always finds its way back. As always, this was Raw Thoughts from A. Thank you so much for writing this episode out with me. As always, we'll see you next time.